high winds reroute a large cruise ship from Skagway to Haines, and a new shuttle service offers rides between Haines and Whitehorse. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Haines wasn't scheduled to have any cruise ships in port tomorrow, but with high winds forecasted in Northern Lynn Canal, around 3,000 extra visitors are headed for the Chilkat Valley. The National Weather Service is forecasting a southerly gale at 35 knots with gusts to 50 knots and 7-foot seas. Based on the forecast, the Ruby Princess will dock in Haines instead of sailing to Skagway. The ship holds just over 3,000 guests and 1,200 crew. The Haines-Skagway Fast Ferry, which shuttles cruise passengers between the two towns, is also canceled Tuesday. The Haines Visitor Center is looking for volunteers to help accommodate the extra visitors. At a meeting tomorrow, the Haines Assembly will consider three ordinances that could result in ballot questions this October. Police service outside the town site is the focus of two of them. The first would create an on-call police service area. The second would amend charter to establish police departments as an area-wide power. If either ordinance is passed by the Assembly, the actions would still need to be approved by voters. Another possible ballot question is all about trash. The borough has been trying to figure out if there's a better way to deal with solid waste. The Assembly is set to take up an ordinance that lays out the framework for a solid waste management operational plan. Again, if the ordinance is passed by the Assembly, the measure would go to voters in October. Also on the agenda is an ordinance clarifying the intent of an excise tax placed on marijuana cultivation facilities. The Assembly is also set to discuss municipal land entitlement selections. The Department of Natural Resources notified the borough it intends to reject some of the land selected for inclusion in the borough. It recommends the withdrawal of a few other parcels. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel recommends the Assembly direct her to hold to the selections of William Henry Bay, Katsahine River, and Chilkoot Inlet East Lynn Canal, and to appeal contrary decisions. She also recommends requesting support from the congressional delegation in rescinding Public Land Order 5603, which withdrew certain areas from state selection. The meeting is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. Ocean Beauty Seafoods has told the Petersburg Borough it will permanently close the company's cannery there. An August 2nd letter from the company's president and CEO, Mark Palmer, says Ocean Beauty's facilities at Excursion Inlet, Cordova, and Kodiak provide it with adequate canning capacity to meet customer demand. The processor has invested money in its Excursion Inlet plant in the Haynesboro and is focusing on more fresh and frozen processing. The letter also mentions a multi-year agreement with a floating processor vessel, Ocean Fresh. Palmer writes, quote, "Our new configuration provides us the most flexibility and efficient business model to deal with the extreme fluctuations that have become the norm for the pink salmon harvest," unquote. Petersburg's Borough Assembly had a brief discussion on the closure Monday. Mayor Mark Jensen thought it's been in the works for a few years.
They have been removing equipment out of the building for a few years, mm-hmm. and you know, the can lines and, mm-hmm. and ice machine, and mm-hmm. so it's been coming.
The cannery has not operated since 2016. It was also closed in 2010 and 2012. That was the year the State Ferry Matanuska damaged the building. When it was operating, the cannery employed about 200 seasonal workers. The decision leaves Petersburg with only one cannery at Icicle Seafood's Petersburg Fisheries Plant. Ocean Beauty President and CEO Palmer writes the company will miss having a large presence in the community. Some staff will remain in Petersburg to support its fishing fleet. If you don't own a car, finding a way to get to Whitehorse from Haines can be challenging. For years, there hasn't been any regular transportation service between the two cities. David Simmons is hoping to change that with his new business, Hinterland Express. Cageness's Henry Leisha has more.
Simmons says he first got the idea to start a shuttle service between Haines and Whitehorse after he needed to make the trip himself. He recently moved to Haines from Bavaria and takes regular trips to Germany throughout the year.
There's a direct flight with Condor from Frankfurt to Whitehorse. I can take that. That's great. No 36-hour layovers in Seattle, Juneau Airport, and sleeping on the floor there and everything. Just go right to Whitehorse. But then I realized, oh, there's no connection, public transport between Whitehorse and Haines.
Initially, he thought most of his passengers would be German tourists who had taken the flight from Frankfurt.
The more I've been speaking about this new business of mine to people around town, the more I'm also realizing that, oh, there's a lot of people who need something from Whitehorse. So I'm starting to see more and more locals who actually can use the service as well, and it's not just the German tourists who are coming in.
In the late 40s, the now-defunct O'Hara bus lines briefly offered service between the two cities, and tours operating out of Whitehorse have offered transportation to Haines in the past. These days, transportation options are limited for people who don't own cars. Transport to Whitehorse is available from Skagway through Fraser, BC, on the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. But this option is only available as part of a tour package. Other than that, travelers must rent a car. Simmons Business, Hinterland Express, will offer regular service between Haines and Whitehorse with one stop in Haines Junction as well.
Well, initially, I planned on starting next season, but then this Mercedes Sprinter came into my life, a Sprinter van which I run, and so I said, hey, let's give it a go. Let's test it out this summer.
Throughout the month of August, Simmons is offering trips to Whitehorse from Haines on Sundays and trips to Haines from Whitehorse on Mondays. So far, he has made one trip this season. He carried one passenger from Haines to the Yukon. He says he was surprised by how well he got to know his passenger during their trip together.
Currently, I serve at the Alpenglow, and there you get to exchange a little bit when serving pizza, but when you sit in a car together for 4.5 hours, then you really get to know someone and share some life stories and figure out how they came to be where they are today. And I really like that aspect of it, and it's become more of an aspect of the job than I had initially imagined. And I like that.
Passengers must have a valid passport that allows for entry into Canada and the United States, and appropriate visas if applicable. People can make reservations online at hinterlandexpress.com or call Simmons directly to book a trip. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.